On this edition of The Fabric of the Warriors with Rakuten, we listen into a recent conversation. With the setup, here's R.C. Davis.
Warriors president of basketball operations Bob Myers recently spoke with Team Television play-by-play announcer Bob Fitzgerald about this summer's NBA draft and how the scouting department is doing their due diligence in these uncertain times.
It's a process, and it's probably a lot more complicated and involves a lot more support than people may realize, the season ticket holders that are watching. We're starting early. I mean, a lot of times we're starting a couple years, 2-3 years in advance. Some of these players we're considering, we've seen as far as 2-3 years ago. Now you're watching them at a pretty young age, watching how they develop. Some of them are international kids. We're going overseas to see them and sending staff to see them. It's a little bit like the idea of hiring someone, but you can't really talk to them and you can't really interview them head on. Hopefully we'll have a chance to do that. But at this point, up till now, and like it is in most drafts, you're going to college games, international games. Sometimes there's games you can see in high school, the Nike Hoop Summit, McDonald's All-American Game, things like that you're allowed to attend. But for the most part, it's a lot of visual, it's a lot of film. Whether you can see it in person or not, that I think is the best thing to do. We try and do as much of that as possible. Mostly our regional scouts are seeing these guys 6, 7, 8 times. Mm-hmm. Myself, I try to see him at least once, hopefully twice. Larry Harris obviously heads up that department, but we canvass it the best we can. A lot of it is also background information. Who are these kids we're considering? And I don't use kids. I still say some 18, 19 years old. These are young professionals hoping to be professionals, people that have dreamed to be in the NBA a long time. So they're still evolving. Some of them are still maturing, as far as who they are, but also maturing physically. Some might be 6'5 now and be 6'7 in 2 years because they're only 18 years old. So we're out there exploring, trying to uncover as much information as we can, because once we make a selection, we're guaranteeing that selection, if he's the first pick, second, third, fourth, fifth, a lot of money based on maybe not a ton of interaction. We will hopefully interact with them in some capacity. I think the league is wanting that to happen. We're hoping this season is going to happen. Everybody's motivated towards making that happen, and postponed is the appropriate word. It's more of a pause than anything. And so hopefully the draft is as normal as it can be. But yeah, it's good. We have a call now every week, like I mentioned, to go over what you're hearing. Some of these players are now announcing they're going to enter the draft, talking about that. Some of them are hiring agents. Some of them are testing the waters. People forget we have 2 second-round picks too. So although the focus, which is something I understand, being in the top 5, 6 picks, there are 2 second-round picks we picked up at the trade deadline that we didn't have before. Those have value, meaning we aren't just going to look at the top 5, 6, 7 guys. We're going to look at the top 60 guys and see what we can do in the second round. There's a lot of good players. Pascal is an example of a guy we got at 41. Clearly, Draymond Green's been well documented. So it's a process, it's fun. It's a nice part of the job. We can still do a lot of that. I just don't know when we're going to be able to do it.
This is The Fabric of the Warriors with Rakuten, streaming 24/7 on Warrior Sound, the voice of Dub Nation.